we typically have the Civil War weekend on the third weekend of May, third or last weekend. It kind of helps to kick off the summer out here. It's a very family-friendly event. And this has kind of just become the weekend when we have ours. You can usually find Civil War weekends and reenactments all over the area throughout the summer. So this has kind of become our weekend for our Civil War weekend.
And the centerpiece of the weekend is the battle reenactment. Tell me about that.
Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. we'll have the battle. It happens in the field at our village. The battle we're doing this year is from Shiloh. We'll have both soldiers from the Union and from the Confederate side. All of them will be in their reenacting uniforms authentic to the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So if people come out to watch them, they can feel bad for them because these uniforms are made entirely of wool. They'll be carrying around reenacting rifles that are authentic to the time period as well, and there will be a cannon. And this cannon can be heard way down the street, so if you have any listeners in Sharonville who are wondering what that loud booming noise is about 2 p.m., they know it's a cannon. And we'll also have a cavalry unit. So all sorts of stuff going on, entirely authentic to the battle. And it'll proceed through the village. We'll have the areas mm-hmm. roped off so people can't get in the way, but they can watch as the soldiers make their way to the field and then have the actual battle.
You'll have quite a few military reenactors there, but there will also be a lot of civilian reenactors. What will people learn from them?
Yes, there will be plenty of civilians as well. A lot of these reenactors who come in are camping here the entire weekend.
Really?
They'll get here Friday night, and they won't leave until Sunday afternoon, and they bring their wives and their children with them. And these people will also be dressed up in the authentic period clothing from the Civil War. So these women will be in these huge and elaborate hoop skirts. And you can feel just as bad for them because they're wearing probably 10 layers of clothing. They'll even have their children dressed in authentic clothing. And last year we had a girl who was pushing around her younger brother or sister, I don't know, because babies all wore dresses back then. But
mm-hmm.
this child was in an authentic pram and an authentic
wow.
dress from the 1800s. So they really get into it.
And I understand that visitors will be able to meet with and hear stories from Jefferson Davis and Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. After each battle, Abraham Lincoln will be delivering a speech from one of the porches on a house nearby. And this year, we will also have Jefferson Davis, so they can kind of hear from both sides.
What do you hope people take away from this experience?
It's really the best way that people can learn about history. Even though I've worked out here for 10 years, I get so bored if I'm in a history class
mm-hmm.
trying to memorize dates and facts and figures and names. But when people come out here, it becomes real. It's even better than watching a movie about the Civil War, because if you have a question like, how did the pioneers go to the bathroom? Or why did they wear all of this clothing? Or anything at all to do with history or with the Civil War, the answers are very real and right in front of them as they visit. It's really just the best way to experience history.
You can find out how to get more details about Heritage Village Museum Civil War Weekend on our website at wnku.org under local news. Emily Cedergren, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.